Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. We're going to talk about the spread of justice today. As we all know, throughout history, the greatest afflictions, harms, sufferings, difficulties, trials on human beings has been nothing other than oppression and injustice. It seems like people have always been oppressed and denied their rights by arrogant rulers and oppressive powers. It seems like they've always been the poor with their empty, hurting stomachs, aside with the rich with the overabundant stomachs and lifestyles. People have always been sleeping on the sidewalks and the doorsteps of big villas and castles. Money and might have always enslaved the downtrodden, and the whites have beaten the blacks. And even today we see this same situation all around the world, even in very subtle tones. And so today too, we await a true, just government and a just ruler to rule that world. And this long wait will end in the reappearance and the government of our living Imam. Because his government will establish justice for human lives, black, white, rich, and poor, throughout the world and across humanity. Imam Hussein alayhi salam quotes our holy prophet saying, "If the world was to remain only for one day, God will prolong that day until a man from my descendants launches his revolution and fills the world with justice, just as it was filled with injustice." And so, while it seems that we are, in actual fact, too comfortable with our lives and our situations, this is the time that we need to act and get rid of this oppression. Otherwise, we are the ones as responsible as those superpowers who are keeping the downtrodden. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.